We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
The man who supplied Demi Lovato with drugs the morning she overdosed is speaking out. This is her drug dealer. TMZ actually interviewed him over the weekend while he was out. So this is a video of him just basically standing on the side of the street, just to kind of give you a visual. Okay. So right off the bat, he was questioned about his relationship with Demi.
Kind of grew into more of a sexual friendship, if you mean
it. So it grew into a sexual relationship?
Somewhat, yes. Later on in the relationship, we messed around, but...
So many things that are wrong with this, but first of all, how's he not arrested?
I was talking to Brian about that this morning.
TMZ could find him. Like, you know
what
I'm saying?
I don't think he's like, he's admitting that he sells drugs. Sure, that's illegal to do, but you got to catch him doing it, because you can't just say like, yeah, I've sold drugs in the past and have someone come get you. I don't think. But then also in the interview, he's not going, like, he's completely intoxicated.
Oh, yeah.
So anything he says is inadmissible as it is. You just look at the guy, you know he's out of his mind. But he's also saying like, we'd go hang out and I gave her drugs, but I'm not sure, because if he's not in jail, then how is Demi not in jail? Because she's admitting to doing drugs. All he's admitting to doing is bringing the drugs over, really, right? I mean, it's a lot of gray area. And I don't think he's a lawyer, so who knows?
It's very strange. And also, Demi's sources are denying that they had any sort of sexual relationship. So there's that. But he goes on to also talk about how she texted him at 4 in the morning asking him to come over, and went on saying this.
What happened that night? Like, were you guys...
We hung out. We watched our detective shows, as usual. So we hang out.
But was there drug use that night? Obviously there was. So can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, she sometimes has such long days, such stressful hours, stressful jobs. So, kind of unwind a little bit.
Ugh. He's so delusional.
But is he
saying? Yeah.
But is he,
like,
or is he?
He's just talking so normally about it. Like, oh yeah, you know.
Well, that's his world.
Yeah,
Chelsea.
That's his life.
That's his reality.
But also, like, I hear what you're saying. But then also, like, I'm not willing to just say this guy's a scumbag and Demi doesn't have some sort of ownership in her own behaviors and own things. Like, she's texting guy at 4 in the morning. He's coming over watching detective shows. If you're gonna believe all that stuff, hanging out. He thinks he's a friend. He thinks that he's kind of maybe. And if they did hook up. I mean, I don't buy Demi's sources for 1 second. They're full of it as it is. But if he's kicking it all night long and that's his world, he probably thinks he's got a thing with her.
Well, no one says that Demi's an angel, but I think the thing is like when it's situations like this where Demi's obviously a celebrity and you have now this person who was involved in sort of this whole drug situation, this overdose, and then he's doing interviews, like that just makes my skin crawl. It's like he's trying to get attention for it, or I don't know what his intentions are, but it's like it's not good.
But Chelsea, that's the world we live in. I mean, we're playing his interview.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the world we're in right now, unfortunately.
And you know? She put herself in this position. Like, listen, I don't think this guy's a good guy. I just think this is his life. That's what he does. We have there's thousands of these human beings all over the world who are in the drug world and all that. And it's not healthy. But also, Demi's got to keep herself out of that world. Stop texting dude at 4 in the morning. He didn't hit her up.
I think to make it into a positive, I know you have some more audio on this, Chelsea, but just I do want to say this, like, why are we doing this, you know, playing this guy? And I think... just for hopefully it strikes a chord in somebody's life right now that maybe does have that friend that is always there for them providing these drugs or whatnot. They're not your friend. I know it may be hard for you to realize that because you're the one texting them late at night and they're coming through for you, but they're not looking out for your best interest.
They don't know.
At all.
He doesn't know how to.
Exactly.
His eyes were crossed in that interview.
Oh, yeah. And the interview goes on for about 10, 15 minutes. But he did say, too, towards the end, that as for the pills they took that morning, that Demi definitely knew what she was taking.
Did she know what she was taking that night?
100% she knew what she was taking.
What is it?
I disclosed to her that these are not... you know, pharmaceutical, they're aftermarket pills. You know, they're much stronger. She understood fully. You know, it was unfortunate what happened.
Did they ever ask him why he bounced?
He just said that he's like, as usual, we did our thing and then I left. And he just kept saying, that's usually what I did. Kind of, you know, it wasn't.
Okay. I promise you, he got booted from that house. Like, her assistant, everyone there was like, get out. Because
once they found him,
if they're trying to have some sort of plausible deniability that she even did drugs, that guy hanging around ain't gonna help. Yeah. The cops are like, what's this sketchy dude doing sitting here in the corner mumbling to himself?
Yeah.
Oh, so, we're just friends watching detective shows. Get out of here.
Too much. Anyways, that's all I have for the Chelsea Report. The full video is up online, so check it out if you want to see it. For more on the Chelsea Report, you guys can download the radio.com app and listen to our podcast anywhere and everywhere.
97.1
AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.